The Silent Patient by Alex Michaelides, read by Anna Wilson-Jones. I don't know why I'm writing this. That's not true. Maybe I do know and just don't want to admit it to myself. I don't even know what to call it, this thing I'm writing. It feels a little pretentious to call it a diary. It's not like I have anything to say. Anne Frank kept a diary, or Samuel Pepys. Not someone like me. Calling it a journal sounds too academic somehow, as if I should write in it every day and I don't want to. If it becomes a chore, I'll never keep it up. Maybe I'll call it nothing. An unnamed something that I occasionally write in. I like that better. Once you name something, it stops you seeing all of it, or why it matters. You focus on the word. Which is just the tiniest part, really, the tip of an iceberg. I've never been that comfortable with words. I always think in pictures, express myself with images. So I'd never have started writing this if it weren't for Gabriel. I've been feeling depressed lately about a few things. I thought I was doing a good job of hiding it, but he noticed. Of course he did. He notices everything. He asked me how the painting was going. I said it wasn't. He got me a glass of wine, and I sat at the kitchen table while he cooked. I like watching Gabriel move around the kitchen. He's a graceful cook, elegant, balletic, organized. Unlike me, I just make a mess. Talk to me, he said.